From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Following FEMA's National Preparedness Month last month, individuals and communities around Humboldt County taking part in the Great Shakeout Earthquake Drill starting at 10:18 a.m. During that self-led drill, participants practice how to drop, cover, and hold on. Drop where you are, onto your hands and knees, the position protecting you from being knocked down and also allows you to stay low and crawl to shelter if nearby. Cover your head and neck with one arm and hand. If a sturdy table or desk is nearby, crawl underneath it for shelter. Hold on until shaking stops. Under shelter, hold on to it with one hand. Be ready to move with your shelter if it shifts. A group which backs removal of the William McKinley statue in Arcata has released a statement saying its members are not responsible for the vandalizing of the statue recently. It reads in part, "In light of the recent defacing of the William McKinley statue, the group would like to make a statement to the public to be clear where we stand. We did not take part in, nor are we aware of, the vandalism that was done to the statue on October 16, 2018. Although we are working to get the statue removed, we are concerned that someone has defaced the statue in order to influence the election outcome." End of quote. A patina-eating chemical was put on the statue this week. This week, deputies with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Drug Enforcement Unit served a search warrant to probe illegal commercial cannabis cultivation in the southern Humboldt area. One parcel investigated during the service of the warrant located on the 30,000 block of Alder Point Road in the Larrabee Creek watershed. During the service of that warrant, deputies eradicated about 1,500 growing pot plants and more than 85 pounds of processed cannabis. The Eureka Police Department's been awarded a $60,000 grant from the California Office of Traffic Safety for a year-long enforcement and public awareness program. The traffic safety program intended to educate the public on safe roadway habits and deter people from violating traffic laws or practicing other unsafe behaviors that lead to injuries and fatalities. A new way teachers are helping to raise money for their classrooms benefited a fourth grade class in South Fortuna Elementary School this week. Their teacher, Shelley Stanley, requested 15 sets of snap circuits, which teach kids about circuitry and electricity, through DonorsChoose.org. It's a crowdfunding website aimed at teachers, and it's funded by Chevron's Fuel Your School program, which turns over about $1,000 for a particular classroom project. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.